The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years.
It's the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast, round three sort of style, and this is the live and unplugged version in the studio. This is, Kingy, this, let's hopefully this sort of session, isn't that a good word, a session, because that could mean anything, is as good as the Alice in Chains unplugged session that
that was good.
That was and do you know what? Anyone who doesn't know what I'm talking about, Alice in Chains, Lane Staley was a lead singer, R.I.P. He's now brown bread. But
has been for a while.
Yeah, has been. But he had an unbelievable voice. Yeah. But during the filming of that, he had to be put up on his seat about three times. He was absolutely off his chops. It took him 2 hours to record about that 40 minutes.
Really?
And if you listen to him sing, you think, goodness me, he's on song. But he had to be placed back up onto his stool.
Cats
are a bit dry.
Yeah, they were a bit dry Friday night. Yeah, they started well.
Oh, yeah, but kicked the first two goals. But then after that,
should have kicked the first.
What about
three.
Kingy? I was just sort of reading a little bit of stuff in the ether, and I don't know. Look, Cat fans were a bit obviously disappointed, but some of the sentiment was that, you know, inaccurate kicking cost them. And
no,
I think they got pretty comprehensively beaten, to be honest.
Yeah, the better side won on the night, and won by, I reckon, by the right margin too. Actually, maybe anything might have flattered the Cats. I reckon that was more a 50-point. Performance rather than a five goal.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed like they were clinically beaten. They were, and you know, this has been a little bit of a problem over the journey, even when they've been sort of at their best. Is sometimes when they come up against good teams that put on a lot of heat, they get the fumbles, and they had the fumbles on Friday night.
Didn't cope big time with the SCG's tight confines.
No, the old tight confines.
But
why are you laughing, Tom?
Because you're an idiot. You are an idiot. The SCG, there's nowhere to hide on the SCG.
No, there isn't. There's nowhere to hide on any footy field.
But it's a smaller, you know, area to play on.
And they didn't handle it well. And, you know, you have to think that some of those players, some of their better players, couldn't play that poorly again, particularly in the first half. I mean, Dangerfield had two effective disposals in the entire half of football.
He went from being Superman in round one to...
He was horrendous. Brandon Parfitt was another one. Yep. He was really good round one, horrible round two. I mean, the only winner they had was Brad Close. He played his socks off. He was unbelievable.
Best game of his career.
And which was great for him. He started the year with an absolute bang. But if he's your best player, you're probably in a bit of trouble. And we sort of said it, and it's not a big enough sample size after two games, but I just have this feeling that the midfield is going to be the Cats' problem at certain points this year. I just don't know that they've got the firepower or the method. They got absolutely fried around the ball. Absolutely. And they just got outnumbered so often, and it was happening continually. So who's coaching the midfield game? We don't know.
Well, we don't know. It's spread out. It's a shared responsibility.
Right.
You don't like it, do you?
Well, I don't know if it works, but is it working?
Well, we're only two rounds in. Yeah. Small sample size.
I don't know, but it just seems a bit odd, doesn't it?
The system.
James Kelly seems to coach the backs, does he?
Well, not really. Well, that was where he thought he was going when he was appointed, but it's not definitive.
Look, I don't know. If things don't go well, it'll be interesting to see when players are looking for a familiar voice, and then somebody else jumps in, and then it's sort of a bit all over the show. I don't know how that's going to work.
The Cats draw might paper over some stuff, because you would expect that they would be no worse than 3-3, probably 4-2, maybe even 5-1, because they've got Collingwood, Brisbane, Hawthorne, North Melbourne in the opening six. So you think they're beating Hawthorn and North Melbourne, even though Hawthorn are 2-0 and actually look really good against Port
I wouldn't Adelaide. Pencil anything in this comp.
No, we can't, but you know, all things being equal. But
big game Friday night.
It's
Pies, a lot of people had Pies.
Saturday night too.
Oh, sorry, Saturday night. Pies, most people, well, not most people, a percentage of people had the Pies probably penciled in for bottom six.
Now, see, I actually like Collingwood. I think they've got some real upside.
They've got some young players.
Yeah. But look, how long they can hold their form.
Okay, let's put it this way. Coming into this year, the expectation on Geelong, given the way what's happened, was more on the shoulders of the Cats and the Pies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a big game. If they go 3-0 and the Cats drop to 1-2,
yep.
And they're in form, the Cats. So they're going to. They've had two games that have been basically at their polar opposite. They had a team that offered no pressure whatsoever, and they carved them up. And then they came up against a team that was really well drilled, disciplined, and put pressure on them, and they folded. So, you know, is the Cats level somewhere in between that? Mm. Probably.
Sydney's a top four team.
Yeah.
They are. Because it's hard to see them being beaten at home. So there's 10 wins.
Yeah, but we're saying that on two games. So
I know, but they're a good side, Benny.
Oh, they are. I'm not.
Well, give me four teams you think that are better than Sydney.
Melbourne?
Yep.
Who else do I think is better than Sydney? I'm trying to think of some teams, Kingy.
Well, your top four last year was
Port Adelaide,
Melbourne, the Bulls.
I know they're zipping too.
Well, based on what
we've got, a long way to go. We've only just got destroyed.
But I think Sydney will be top four.
Yeah, well, and I'm not saying they can't be.
So just to follow on,
I'm thinking if they aren't, let's put it this way: if Melbourne plays Sydney, they will trounce them.
You reckon?
Well, not up there, but if they played them in a big final down here, I think they would absolutely trounce Sydney. So, I don't think Sydney's quite. I don't know. I still think there's a few deficiencies there.
I think they'll find it hard to score some games.
Yeah. No, you're right. And they've done really well. I mean, they've got that Goulden.
But you said that Geelong, you know, the polar opposites with the pressure, and Geelong falls somewhere in between that. So if we think Geelong are a bottom half of the eight team.
Yeah, 6, 7 or 8.
So that means Sydney's 1-5, aren't they?
Well, based on that one game.
Well, no, not based on that, but just based on what you said of Sydney and Essendon.
I think you might be right now that I do think about it. But I just find it hard to think that Sydney are a premiership chance. That's what I'm thinking.
You can finish top four and not be a premiership chance.
Yeah, and Geelong have done that most years. They've made an art form of it. So, yeah, you're right. And I just like the way Sydney develop players. They get these guys in. I mean, they obviously get in Paddy McCartan, but they... You know, they've got Goulden there. I mean, they've got some young blokes who didn't get a game on the weekend who were okay the week before.
Yep.
So they've got McInerney playing off halfback who wasn't playing last week, played round one. They've got some...
McInerney was injured.
Oh, he was injured, was he? Oh, what was wrong with him, old McInerney?
No, I'm not exactly sure. He got hurt. He got hurt against the Giants.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So he's a handy player off halfback, a young player.
Well, see, they've dropped McDonald for tonight and brought in Joel Amati.
Oh, right. The old Joel Amati.
The Amati party.
Yeah, sounds like a sort of a clothing brand, doesn't it? I'm wearing Amati.
Giorgio Amati.
Amati. Do you go with your brands, don't you, King? What do you got on there?
I've got a Quicksilver... long sleeve tee. Bought in the beautiful surf spot of Haleiwa on the island of Oahu from a trip before COVID. I've got the Air Jordans on, purchased in Vegas with the Nike socks, because you've got to match your sock brand socks with the brand shoes. And I've got the Blazer shorts on, purchased from Eddie Elias in Mirrabal Street, Geelong.
Right. Goodness.
What have you got on, Benny?
I've got a mankini on, with a polka-dotted mankini under all this.
Yeah, it's showing, and it's revealing.
It's riding a bit roughshod, too.
It's revealing a little bit more than...
It's riding a bit roughshod.
Yeah, right. Can we pay tribute to the captain? Because he's going to break the record for the most games skippered in
We've been AFL doing AFL that history. For years, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, but it's a great record. He would have got there last year if COVID hadn't have impacted 2020. And he got hurt in 2020 as well. It'd be interesting if he would still be captain if he'd got the record last year. Actually, I reckon a premiership in the last 2 years might have seen the skipper out, but he's still burning for a fourth.
Yeah, he is. And
he's burning to captain. And he's burning to captain. That's the one thing that is not on his CV.
No, and
Premiership captain.
And, you know, barring divine intervention, I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
Unfortunately. But he's been unbelievable, the skipper. Absolutely unbelievable. And he's probably been... He was amongst one of their best players in round one, and he at least contributed on Friday night.
Yep.
Where some of his teammates went completely.
He looks to be moving freer than he has the last couple
of
years.
Yeah, I think he is, and it'd be interesting to see how that drags on as the season goes, given he is aging. But I thought he was okay against Sydney, and he just lacks support. Hard to battle a team by yourself in the midfield. So he needs Duncan and Parfitt and Dangerfield and Cam Guthrie and a few others to actually provide some support around him, and that would make him even better because he's past the stage where he can be your number one player.
He has to be at age 34.
No, if he's got some other players taking some heat and then he can chime in, he becomes really dangerous because he is very creative and he's got good vision and, you know, he uses the ball really well. I think that's probably one of the underrated parts of his game. But if he's got to be your frontline man, that's where you're in trouble. And he tried to be that on Friday night and unfortunately didn't have the... He didn't have enough mates on his back. He'd been carrying most of them for most of his career.
His incredible record. Like, this will be game 337. So he's captained 227 of 337. So two-thirds of his career have been as captain. It's incredible.
It is. 23 he was, wasn't he?
Yep.
When he was the skip.
Yep. Yeah.
When they installed him.
2012. So he still had... So to get an appreciation of how big an appointment it was... Still in that team and still playing very good football were Bartel, Johnson, Kelly,
Scarlett,
Corey, Enright, Scarlett.
Was that Corey Enright or Corey and Enright?
Corey and Enright. unbelievable that...
Chappie.
Chapman.
Jono.
Yep. Yeah, I mentioned Jono. But you think of who...
Mark Blake.
No, Blakey was gone, I think.
Oh, was he?
But you think of who was there and the personalities... That group have.
Kane Tenace.
Nah, Kane was gone.
Was he?
But there's some big personalities.
I'll get one, King. Don't worry, I'll get one.
There's some big personalities there, and for the club to have the faith.
Cam Roberts.
Cam Roberts and Joel didn't cross paths.
No, I knew that. That was just a furphy.
Sorry, can I be serious? But to install a captain at that age, based on who was already in.
Yeah, it's a good effort.
Know, he was vice captain in 2011 of the Premiership side.
Hmm.
He actually captained the Cats for a couple of games in 11 when Ling was sidelined.
Yep.
So it's yeah.
Scott Simpson.
Scotty Simpson was gone by then. Mm. Scott Simpson played in the 2009 NAB Cup Grand Final, I reckon.
Did he?
Yeah.
I reckon he kicked 8 in the VFL one day too, and we all thought he was the next. He was going to be seated at the right hand of the father, and he ended up being in the back pew. No one's ever heard of him since.
It's all right, selection. We expect Sean Higgins to come straight back. So Chris Scott did. He came out and said, "Look, I know there's some interest." He goes, "Yep, he was managed." And he goes, "We are not going to run with the same 22 every week." And in four or five weeks' time,
so he's coming back in.
So he'll come back in.
Goodness.
So Joel Selwood will.
So
be
we've
managed
just been
at some trolloped.
We've been absolutely walloped.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going back to a 34-year-old. So surely Cooper Stevens gets a game.
So I keep asking about Cooper Stevens every week, much to Chris Scott's, I think, chagrin. He probably wishes I didn't keep bringing him up every week, but I do because he's a third-year midfielder. But
I thought he was okay in the preseason.
Yeah, I thought he was too. The reason why we get told that he's not playing is because he hasn't got a body of work put together over the last 2 years because of COVID, and they want to see more of him at the VFL level.
Well, I mean,
that's paraphrasing.
I can understand that, but I mean, at some point,
you've got to play him.
Well, you're bringing back Sean. Oh, nothing again. You know,
we love Sean.
Yeah, we do. And you're going back to a 34-year-old. I've said this a thousand. This will be my point that Geelong still think they're relevant in the premiership chase, and I don't know that they are. So they're going to play Sean Higgins because they think he gives them the best chance to win on Saturday night. I understand that, and he probably does. Even though some people may not agree, he's an experienced player who can bob up and do the right thing at the right time and he can get it 25 times. Cooper Stevens is a young player who'll have patches within the game where you don't see him. So he potentially doesn't give you the best chance to win on Saturday night. But he's the future of the club. Yep. So you've got to get games into these blokes. So this is my point. And I don't see the point of paying Sean Higgins when you're not relevant in the premiership chase.
But the Cats think they are.
That's right. Geelong think they are. And while they keep winning enough games, which they will, they can keep saying we're relevant. But I think the reality is when the whips are cracking the judge is taking the photo at the end of the race, Geelong's neck won't be in it.
No.
So this is the balance of what you're doing. And I think most Geelong fans would say, why are you bringing Sean Higgins, even those who like Sean Higgins like us, Grady's getting a game. Why are you bringing him back off a team that's just been thumped when you didn't play him the previous week? He's a professional footballer. He only lasted one game and they had to be rested. I don't get it. Honestly, I don't get it, King.
Myers and O'Connell look like they'll have another hit out in the VFL.
Yeah, well, they need O'Connor back because he can potentially play in the midfield. He can. Last year he did it and tagged.
Yep.
So I think that's a role for him. How much of the preseason did he miss, though?
He missed about a month.
He's pretty fit, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a machine.
Yeah, he's a good runner. So he can overcome that.
I would say he's right to go. I reckon he plays against Brisbane.
Yeah, they need him back.
Do you know why he plays against Brisbane?
Because they need him in the team.
Yeah, but who does he go to? Who did he go to last year?
Who did he go to?
He went to Lachie Neale.
Not Danny Dick Foss. Lachie Neale, yeah.
Yeah, he went to Lachie Neale.
So Geelong, yeah, he needs to come back in. He's another player who's a future of the club and potentially a future captain.
He was the third Voss brother, Danny. There was Michael Voss, yeah. Brent Voss, and Danny Dick Foss.
Danny Dick Foss, yeah. Old Danny Dick Foss.
It was a joke. Yeah. And then Menegola into the VFL this week.
I know you're liking him.
I like Menegola.
Yeah. He plays a role. I think he's one of those players that he's our Camden McIntosh. Now Camden McIntosh is a good player when the team's very good.
Yep.
When they're not so good, I'd prefer a young player to be getting those games.
Mm.
Someone who's the future. Menegola is a very fit player and a team player. He does all that. I'm not knocking him. I just think he's one of those guys that in a team that's right there, he's your sort of, you know, 16th to 22nd player who can play well. But when you're not a team that's a really top team, I don't see the reason to play him over and above a younger player. But the part of the problem is Geelong don't have the younger players to play. They don't have... Who's knocking the door down? I mean, we talk about Cooper Stevens. We'd love to see him get a game. He's not exactly knocking the door down, although it's been hard to with no VFL footy, but we'd just like to see him get a game because he showed glimpses in the preseason games and looked all right. He's a young player they took pretty high in the draft. De Koning surely comes back.
De Koning should come back.
I like him. Got to keep playing him and just get 20 games into him this year. Holmes was horrendous last week. Got to keep playing him.
Yep. Nick Stevens is the other one I'd like to see.
Yep.
Yep.
So these are the kids that Shannon get in, Neal, but we're bringing back Higgins and Menegola and all these guys who have been there, done that, not winning it with them.
Right. Do you want to answer some questions?
I'm always answering. I've got a couple of questions, Kingy.
What have you got?
Well, I can't ask them right now because we'll get thrown off the air. But
right, okay. We'll move on. Foxdog 50, gentlemen, wasn't that loss a slap in your face, Will Smith style?
Where would you make of that?
Not ideal from Will Smith.
No, I thought it was horrendous. But nobody seemed to slam him.
Mm.
Nobody seemed to slam him. You know what? Did you see the vision of what Brendan Stack did?
No.
Oh, it was absolutely horrendous. I didn't see too much vitriol thrown his way.
Right. Can you please describe the reason why Chris Scott doesn't believe in bottoming out? I'm very concerned about our midfield. When all back fit from injuries, the list is Dangerfield, Selwood, Duncan, Smith, Menegola, Guthrie, add Higgins in there. What does that list have in common? They're all over 30. Mm. Apart from Parfitt and Holmes, we need to start giving games into Cooper Stevens, who apart from last year's kids in we drafted Neville Willis-White, our only young midfielder. So to me, that's very concerning for the future. Well, they've got to play Narkel. I think they've got to play Narkel. I know he's only on a one-year deal, but while you've got him...
They don't like Narkel for whatever reason.
I feel sad for Narkel. He says he should still be in our 22. Must be kicking the guts for him getting dropped in a small few games. He was playing his best football. Has to look forward and prove that he deserves a spot. I do think he should be playing ahead of Higgins, Dalhouse, even that's rotation on and off the bench. Well, Chris Scott, it's not that Chris Scott doesn't believe in bottoming out. The club never believed in bottoming out. And I don't think they will.
Their only road back is to go down.
Via the draft.
And there's some hard yards ahead for the Cats. Probably, you know, this year they'll be okay because they've just got too much talent. But they've got to make some really hard decisions. And this is where I would have gone on somebody like Cam Guthrie and tried to move him on to get a draft pick from somebody who thinks they can compete, and Cam Guthrie tops them up.
But what if Cam Guthrie didn't want to go?
Well, bad luck. This is a business. We're not in the... If the NFL... You went to an NFL team and said, oh, he doesn't want to go because there's a law. They'd say, get lost. This is a business. Geelong are in the business of trying to win premierships. Don't worry about the feelings of the players. So
but they think
we've
they
moved
could,
past
but,
that.
But they think
footy
they,
has moved
but
past
the club would have thought they still can win a premiership this year.
Geez.
And so why would you let one of your blue chip midfielders.
Well, that is.
He won your best and fairest.
That's going to end up with a double yoker on your crane.
He only won the best and fairest 18 months ago.
I think he's quite a handy player, but you've got to start making some really tough decisions when you're in the spot Geelong are in, and that's going to happen. That's going to need to happen over the next 2 or 3 years. They're going to have to make some tough calls, but they're running out of calls to make because the players are all too old. Nobody will be wanting them.
Call to Daddy. Hey, boys, what's your opinion of a few whipping boys in our team and why do you believe they continue to get games, Radaglia and Colo?
Yeah, well, they have been two of my favourites, but, yeah, I mean, poor old...
I thought Radaglia was actually one of the more serviceable cats last Friday night.
Oh,
he presented up at the footy. He actually got his hands on the ball and he actually took some marks.
Yeah, he did. And I've said this, and we keep saying the same crap every week, Kingy, that... I think he's a victim of not really having a spot. I mean, you got your number one ruckman, Reece Stanley, who starts on the bench. Well, hang on. There's no other team in the competition.
So the first two rounds, Radaglia has taken the first bounce.
Yeah, and you've got your number one ruckman sitting on the pine. Can you name me one other team in the comp that does that?
I can't straight off the top of my head.
So clearly they have absolutely no faith in Reece Stanley, who was horrendous again last week. So Radaglia, he's not really a ruckman. He's sort of a forward, but they've got Cameron and Hawkins. Well, he's surplus to requirements. So he runs around there trying to not get in people's way because there's no spot, yet he's not really a ruckman, although he's physical and he can give you a burst in the ruck. So he's a victim of not having a spot. So he struggles to get into the game. He hasn't grown up with football. He's probably still very much in the learning phase, and it's not ideal. Mm. It's not ideal for him.
How many weeks?
Who was the other one?
Cole Jasny.
Yeah, well, he unfortunately had a... stinker.
He started well.
Absolute stinker. He kicked a goal. He had a stinker. He's got to know his... He and Blitzarves know your limitations.
Yep. They're not great disposers of the footy.
And if Mark Blitzarves only takes one step off the mark and tries to kick it again, I'm going to run onto the field.
And do what?
He's not. He's just simply not skillful enough to pull that off.
Yep. How many weeks do we need for these young kids to be conditioned to play AFL? I've read so much about Stevens being a possible debutant but then shut down because of the amount of footy he's missed over the past 3 years. Surely a full pre-season, a handful of practice games and a full VFL game could see him come in this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing this week unless we've completely been thrown off the scent.
Have you ever been thrown off the scent?
I'm not sure if I'm alone here or not, but I personally don't want to see Myers back in the side unless it's a deeper role. Close has gone past him and he plays the role better. O'Connell the same. I don't want to see him be a backman. If he's in, he's to shut down a ball winner.
Yeah, I agree with the O'Connor bit. And
O'Connor can find his own ball.
Yeah, he's still probably learning as a midfielder, so I think there's plenty of upside with him. I think he could become a really handy, I don't think he's going to be a star, but a really handy player. The only thing I'll say about Myers is you don't find players who can run like he does all the time. I think if you've got Myers and Close working together, they can be links from the back half to the forward half because they've got unbelievable running capacity.
And Stengel stays as the stay-at-home.
Yeah, Stengel can play more up forward. So I think there's certainly a role for Myers. I prefer Myers in over Dalhouse.
It was great to have VFL footy back last weekend. I'm all for developing kids but in the right team. No gifting games just because of age. We can't afford that yet. Maybe in 15 rounds, but definitely not yet.
Well, I
don't think you're gifting games if you're playing Cooper Stevens.
No, I don't think you are too. He's got a mature body. He's physically ready to play. He just needs to get games. He needs to go in there and experience a Max Holmes game of last week where Max Holmes was absolutely horrendous, which is going to happen with young players. But you don't toss them out the week after. You've just got to get... I'd love to see Cooper Stevens at the end of this year. At the end of his name, he's played 15 games.
Yep. Cat to the future. Interested in your thoughts from the VFL matchup on the weekend. Who from our young mids do you think has a decent future? I liked White a lot, but may have mistaken him for Jacko McLaughlin for him in a few passages of play. McLaughlin is the co-captain of the VFL team. To be fair, they look similar when streaming on a phone. Did anyone put their hand up? I didn't get to watch the VFL last week due to other commitments, and I'm guessing you haven't seen it either.
No, Kingy. I was deep involved in something else,
yep,
other than VFL footy. But Nevitt and there's one other kid, White, is it?
Cooper White.
Yeah.
So they're the two kids from Grovedale.
Right. And they were taken pretty late in the draft, weren't they?
No, Nevitt was the Cats' pick with Conway. They went low 20s together.
Right.
Back-to-back picks. And White was a pick 60-odd.
Right, okay.
Yep. Daz Bronco is stuck in Hotlanta again. Outgunned last week and a thud back to earth was loud. Having watched the VFL game, hard to see why Cooper Stevens and Neil can't be on the short list for games. Nick Stevens also flashing hard as a play coming through the ranks. How does Higgins get managed after a week? Well, we've touched on that. Stevens is the next cab off the rank. I just don't know when. At some stage.
Yep. They're still in the mindset of picking the team for the now.
Yep.
And the only way that changes is if the record leaves them no option, yep. Which I don't think they'll get to that point because they'll be good enough. I mean, they'll probably beat Collingwood. I mean, Collingwood are a young team. They're potentially liable to put in an absolute howler. And they've been known to do that as much as probably Geelong have as well. So Geelong probably get a bit of a slap in the face from last week, come out this week firing and beat the Pies.
All right. Off the Twitter at KROC Football, why isn't Benny doing this? This is Simon Quinn. Why isn't Benny doing the throw to the ads at halftime anymore where he would sound like he was having a stroke?
Simon, because what's happened is that I have been gagged and been unable to do that because we're not having three breaks. So usually I do that at the end of the break.
Yeah, it's when we have three breaks, but we haven't needed to have three breaks. You might get your opportunity at some stage.
I do it at the end of the game.
You do it at the end of the game.
I'm the only stupid person that does it because nobody else will do it with me.
No. Mick Howley, chances of Narkle or Cooper Stevens coming in this week feel we are a bit light on for midfielders, particularly when a couple have quieter games. Also think Jed Buse could double as the purple wiggle Lockie. Yeah. Disappointing loss, but we did a fair bit right. Goal kicking hurt. Look, one of Narkle or Stevens, I think, they'll definitely both be in the squad. But if Higgins is coming back, unless there's an injury,
they'll go to Narkle probably because he's got the more experience.
I never thought of Jed Buse as the purple wiggle.
He does look a bit purple wigglish.
Bit Lockie.
No, not purple. Purple was Jeff.
Well, what's
you're talking about the newfangled angle.
Yeah, Lockie.
Do you know the Wiggles got together and played a concert recently?
They did.
For over 16s.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they played like an adult concert.
An adult themed event. Right.
There was mosh pit.
The two Garys.
There were people passing out.
Twice now we have had the opposition best intercept marker.
Shooting Melbourne cans. What?
Just let me read this out.
Sorry, what's happened?
Twice now we've had the opposition best intercept marker take Dull Alier in last year's semi versus Port and Paddy Mac on Friday night. Both dominated and set up the game. Is it a case we can't afford to play him any longer? There's something Luke Dullhouse does internally that we don't know about, which hence he keeps getting selected.
Yeah, he's older and he's experienced, and they feel that he gives them the best chance to win now.
Mm. Tristan Kayser, surely Narkle gets picked before Dullhouse. Don't see enough from Dullhouse and Narkle. Every time he comes on, impacts the coalface. Surely Narkle plays in the midfield and push Danger forward and rotate them.
Yeah. I'm not against that. I don't know. The midfield is a problem.
Who that then? O'Connor played some great shutdown roles last year in the middle. Now he's fit. What role do we expect him to play this week in the VFL? I think he's got another week there.
Yeah. And then that's all right. If he's not ready, don't bring him in. He is, like as we mentioned, he is a supremely fit sort of unit. So probably has a good hit out in the VFL and then's ready to go.
Separately, how do we improve delivery to the forwards?
Yeah, last week I noticed that's a good call. They just seem, there was no lowering of the eyes on hitting up that short option, maybe 60 out. It was kicking it from 80 out to sort of
25.
20 out. Mm. And often it was 3-2 or three against
Sydney
1.
Sydney are good at sweeping it away. So Rampy, Lloyd, guys like that.
There was nobody leading up to the kicker and then sort of breaking up the play further afield.
Yep.
And it happened probably about 10 times where they just bombed it long and Sydney just, were able to defend it with ease. So hopefully that this week they can hit up. And Cameron's usually quite good at that. So too Hawkins can be. That's where Myers sometimes does that because he's got such a good tank. He can hit up and the guy coming out of the middle, he hits him up short. Yeah, that's a really good call. They need to find a way to just stop kicking it 60 metres and hit it in hope rather than, having some sort of method to your go. And that's not to say then what happens is if you do that and you have the guys coming forward to meet the kicker and you hit three or four in a row, suddenly it creates second guessing from the defenders. Well, are they going to do that again? And then you have the opportunity to go long and you might have a one-on-one with Hawkins or Cameron, which is suitable. But just kicking it long, that was getting worked out in about sort of 2 seconds by the Swans.
Jack Holloway, will Sam De Koning come back in?
I hope so.
Shocked if he didn't.
I thought he was real. I thought he was really. It was a good game to be in, but I thought he was good against Essendon at times. He just showed a bit of composure.
What position will he play? Well, he's a key defender.
Yeah, develop him as a key defender and leave him there, and he can be the key defender for the next 10 years.
Who goes to DeGoey when he's forward? Is it Buse?
Well, Buse, yeah. I mean, I'd say Colajasny, but he's coming off an absolute stink bomb. Henry. They've got options. I mean, Stewart.
Does Henry go to Henry?
Stewart could play on DeGoey because DeGoey's one you can run off.
Yep.
So you might concede a goal to him, even two. But you might have Stewart dominate going the other way. I'd nearly roll the dice and put Stewart on DeGoey when he's forward, because I reckon DeGoey has no interest in chasing and defensively has no interest, very good offensively. And I reckon you can exploit him. And I don't know that – well, Colajasny certainly isn't going to exploit him. He could shut him down. And Henry is still probably finding his feet. So I'd go with the gun on the gun and think, yeah, you will maybe cough one up, but you might win the battle going the other way.
Jack Henry to Ollie Henry.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Ollie Henry's
a star.
He's going to be gone.
Yeah, he's going to be the best Henry by a considerable margin.
Yep. The other one I'm looking forward to seeing is Nick Dacos.
Oh, the Dakester.
Yeah.
The Dakester. The Macedonian Marvel. Do you reckon they call him that?
No, I wouldn't have thought.
Why not? Is that because he's...
Because that's what his dad was called.
Because he's from Hawthorne. He lives in Glenferrie.
So he averages 24 and a half disposals through his opening two games.
Yeah, he's footy. A jetty. And his brother's his brother's just a beautiful kicker, this pill. Left and right. Left and right. How many players can we... So they've got some beauties, Collingwood. Yeah. Side bottom.
Yep.
The two Dacos boys.
Yep.
Unbelievably skilled on both sides. Name me one bloke at Geelong, other than one. I can name you one.
Tom Hawkins.
Yeah. Who else is unbelievably skilled on both sides?
Tom Hawkins.
That's nobody.
Tom Hawkins.
Nada.
Zip.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, a lot of players aren't. I find it extraordinary.
We're talking to Mitch Duncan.
Are we?
Pre-game.
The 22.
So they're rolling out a few players to talk about the skipper. Ahead of his 227th game as captain.
Why are they rolling out the skipper?
I don't know. He's done a bit of media.
Did they roll
him
out this week?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Oh, look, he's a very humble man, the skipper. And he goes, look, you know, the support I've had around me, I'll get a little bit of it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
For the pre-game.
I didn't hear it. So, he's just been, he's just got to stand up and applaud. He's been an absolute gun.
He's a marvel.
Yep.
Benny.
Yeah.
See you Saturday night.
Rightio, go the pussies.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisen dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerr'sHire.com.au.